This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Part two of Financial Control with Denise from Crown Financial Ministries. Oh, look, this would be a great place to be. Debit cards versus credit cards. Using a debit card over a credit card. Is that possible ever?
Well, it is. Look, we have both because we use them for different reasons. The debit card is actually, and you can use this overseas, it's great. And it's your own money, so you're not charging any fees, or, you know, transaction fees or anything like that, or conversion fees. But it comes out of your account.
Mm.
But you can actually, like, you can book and use it as a credit card, but it's actually been drawn straight out of your account. So that's the difference. So it is your own money, where credit is an agreement between you and the person extending the credit. And if unpaid, it can quickly become debt.
Wow.
So that's the difference. And, you know, I've already mentioned that in 2007, in America alone, $85 billion in interest paid to credit card companies.
So. It's horrible.
Oh, goodness.
Now, the other thing with debt is actually that it actually presumes upon the future. It presumes that you're actually going to have a job. It presumes that you're going to, the economic conditions aren't going to change.
Mm.
It presumes a lot of things. So be very wary if you're going into debt and what kind of debt you're taking on. And as I said, well, in the States, so the average credit card debt is about $9,000. So whoever holds a credit card over there, the average is about $9,000. So if you round that up to 10 and pay the minimum, it's going to take you about 17 years to repay that off.
That is wrong. Can you use a debit card if you're already in debt with a credit card, like you're paying off a credit card? It would be very tempting, I imagine, to go, oh, well, we've got a credit card now anyway, might as well use it. Can you actually just, while you're paying off the credit card, get hold of a debit card and start using it?
Yeah, well, there can be two different cards.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, one's a FPOS. I mean, our credit card is an FPOS card as well, but the debit card is actually purely that. It's just a debit card. It comes from a different account. And it requires, you know, you to use your PIN or just, you know, to sign at times. But what I find is actually by using the debit card, you know it's coming out of your account.
Mm.
It's not something you can pay later. It's actually going to be withdrawn. You'll see it as a withdrawal on your account.
Well, and if you're not using it as FPOS, there's no fees, is there, to use
That's
it?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. So, I know the bank that we have, there's no fees on that account. But it's... I find it's transparent, and you know when you're actually adding up your receipts for the day, you can actually, and then you go to your account, you can actually see it coming out.
We're very mean to the little credit card. They're shiny, they're pretty cards. Are they good for anything? What's a good use of a credit card? You say you use it for the business, but I mean for the general average Joe, business or no business. Can they be good or just get rid of the things?
Well, I think that, you know, as I said before, credit, you know, it's interesting how they call it credit card, and that's the agreement between you and the person extending the credit. But if unpaid, it becomes debt. So is it a debt card or is it a credit card? So if it's a credit card, Ooh. It's going to be paid off at the end of the month with no interest. Is that fair?
That'll stop me using it if I just start calling it a debt card. Yeah. You're right.
That's a good idea.
If there's debt... unpaid debt on it. Well, it's debt. You are now in debt.
It's a debt card.
So you've gone from a creditor to a debtor.
So there's another. It's just still a cross against the credit card. There's no really. You're not selling it to us, which is good. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you don't want to. Should we just steer away from credit cards? Is there any point at all having one?
I think unless you can actually pay it off at the end of the month, then look, just get rid of it because it's too tempting. The story I gave about my our daughter-in-law. What she did is she just cut those credit cards up because the temptation was too much for her.
Mm.
And, you know, you need to understand, you know, where perhaps, your weaknesses are. And if we look at the media and the advertising, they are inventing lots and lots of ways to get you to part with your money.
Wow.
And what you want to do. Remember, I was talking before about the family. So think about the family as a unit. And all these other things kind of trying to invade and take from that unit.
Mm.
And so protect that unit.
The family as a unit does not want me to buy computer games. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.